Good enough for government work may be the attitude some Americans take toward the efforts of public servants, but for an elite group of 8 federal employees, government work isn't a punchline. They're being honored tonight at the annual Service to America Medal Ceremony in Washington. To them, government work is an important calling and an intellectual challenge. I spoke with 2 of the winners, chosen for their outstanding contributions by the nonprofit Partnership for Public Service and the Atlantic Media Company. First, Eileen Harrington of the Federal Trade Commission. She played an important role in starting the National Do Not Call Registry. That restricts calls from telemarketers to homes on the list, and the program has been a huge success.
We have over 64 million phone numbers that have been enrolled on the list. There was a Lewis Harris survey done in the spring that indicated that the Do Not Call Registry had a 92% recognition rate among adults in the United States, which makes us think we could probably run it for president. I think it's very popular.
You know, I bet there were millions, and I mean millions, of Americans who had this idea. That is, they were interrupted, came back to dinner fuming, and said, if I could do it, I'd block these telemarketers from calling in the evening. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I think it's a little bit misleading to say that any of us had this idea. Oftentimes we say that, you know, the states are the laboratories of democracy in our system of government, and I think in this case it was really true. The states had been, on a state-by-state basis, establishing these kinds of registries.
Are you saying it was really a team effort?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sort of the representative of a team of people who worked really smart, fast, and hard to make this happen. I'm a lawyer. I manage a group of lawyers, and we proposed the idea, and we did the legal work to make it happen. But we also had on our team IT people who had to figure out very quickly how to build a system that would accommodate what we knew would be a huge demand from the public.
Now, people often think of the government as the other,
mm-hmm.
something to get through or bang your head up against when you deal with it at all. In this case, you're showing an entirely different side, if you will.
Well, you know, I guess we would prefer at the Federal Trade Commission to think that we are a different side, not just in this instance, but our mission is to protect consumers. We're the folks in Washington who really want to hear from consumers when they have a complaint. We're happy to hear from people.
Eileen Harrington is Director of Marketing Practices at the Federal Trade Commission. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
While the work Eileen Harrington and her team did on the Do Not Call list had an immediate practical effect on households across the country, what fellow Public Service Award winner Deborah Gin does is far more esoteric. She's a physicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Boulder, Colorado. She's being honored tonight for discovering a new form of matter. This could transform scientists' understanding of superconductivity, in which electricity flows without any resistance or loss of energy. Currently, superconductors can only function in extremely cold temperatures.
The potential impact from superconductors that would be practical to use at room temperature, the implications of that are just so tremendous that even a thin thread connecting to that possibility is very important. I think it's almost, you know, beyond what we can conceive. It would be such a drastic change in how we use electricity.
What is it like to work on a research project that the payoff is so far down the line?
For people like me that choose to work in this field, it's enhancing our knowledge is the payoff, and these scientific breakthroughs are really our payoff. And everybody that does basic research does it because it's a lot of fun. It's the challenge of trying to explore things that we don't know, like what happens when you go very cold, you know, the weird things that happen in quantum mechanics, and it's a whole lot of fun.
You're in the lab day in, day out. What's the fun? Do you look up and the person next to you, you high-five them because you figured out that, I mean, really, seriously, do you have a moment where you could say, boom?
Like you said, we're in the lab, but, you know, to us, that's not drudgery. The lab is a room full of fantastically expensive toys that we get to play with every day. But we work extremely hard, and there are a lot of challenges. You know, we're trying to push the limits of what people can do, and that's very difficult. So, you know, every little success we have where we're able to go a little bit further than people have before or explore something people haven't seen before, that's fantastically rewarding when you've invested a lot of time and effort in trying to overcome that challenge. And I think it's the challenge and, you know, succeeding, that's the reward.
Deborah Gin, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Deborah Gin is a physicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology and the University of Colorado in Boulder, whose research has to do with superconductivity. She and Eileen Harrington are among the 8 federal employees being honored tonight with Service to America medals.